53 people in the Thomas Jefferson Health District received a series of 4 shots and a dose of gamma globin to prevent the development of rabies. 30 of those cases involve bats, although the department's director, Dr. Denise Bonds, says those patients may not have suffered a bite.
Bat bites are very, very small. You wouldn't necessarily know that you'd been bitten by a bat. Or a bat in a house where there's someone who couldn't explain that they had an exposure to a bat. So, for example, a young child who couldn't give you a clear explanation or someone who was disabled.
Symptoms of the neurological virus don't develop right away, but Bond says people can't afford to wait and see if, in fact, they were bitten by a rabid animal.
A month or two later, you will start to develop the signs and symptoms of rabies. And at that point, when you develop those signs and symptoms, we have no treatment, and there's been very few cases of people who reach that survive.
She says treatment is no more painful than receiving any other shot, and it's safe for people of all ages. On another preventive front, she advises the public to install window screens and inspect their homes, sealing up any areas where bats could get in.
Bats are a very important part of our ecosystem, and we want to encourage them. We just want to discourage them from living in our attics.
The best time to do that is autumn, when baby bats and their parents have left the premises. Experts also remind the public to keep up with pet vaccinations and boosters, to keep their distance from wild animals, and to call animal control if they see any creature that's acting strangely. I'm Sandy Houseman.